With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the final season one special highlight recap extravaganza episode. This week we are featuring some, not all, of our favorite moments from Mail Time. This is when you guys got involved in the conversation and you came to the host with your own thoughts, your feelings, your questions, along with some posts that we just found online of people just asking the internet for help and feedback as well to their problems that they've got going on. Thank you so much for your participation in all of that. We loved reading what you guys submitted and we can't wait to see what you guys submit for season two. I do want to let you guys know that we're kind of switching things up a little, just slightly. We still want your guys' questions for advice or thoughts from the hosts and their perspective as well, but we kind of want to, you know, spice it up a little bit for season two. So if you guys are on the Dive Studios Discord, there will be a chance for you guys to put in the Get Real Mail section an anonymous post. And we encourage people to not just leave, you know, questions for advice, which is fine, but also like maybe a little, you know, spicy little confession or a place to vent, you know, on something that's been on your mind or a really interesting story time surrounding the themes that we discuss on the show. So we basically just are asking you guys to participate even more in the conversation so that we feel more in touch with you, the listeners. Therefore, we know that, you know, the things that the hosts talk about are things that are also on your mind. So make sure you're following the Dive Studios social media handles, such as at the Dive Studios on Twitter and Instagram, but also on Discord so that you can, you know, be on the up and up and know how to participate in all of that. But enough talking, let's get to some nostalgia. Here are some of our favorite moments from Mail Time. Bye.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Get Real, hosted by me, Ashley.
Me, BM.
And me, Peniel of B2B.
And this is a show where we get honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood. Interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios.
Yep.
Or leave us a comment on our full episode videos at youtube.com/divepods.
Yep.
And subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And leave us a review. 5 stars.
Only.
5 stars
only. Good reviews only.
This is from College Girl 123. I'm currently a freshman and I've been in college for 2 months now. Coming in, I expected to absolutely love my roommate, party nonstop, and make a million friends. Mm. Well, my roommate barely talks. I can't party because I'm constantly doing homework. Even on weekends, I have stacks of work to get done. And as to the friends, I talk to people in class and at work, but I have not found a consistent group to hang out with. The people on my floor are pretty nice, but I think they've already formed a clique and I can't break through. I had friends in a lot of different groups in high school and people love me, but here I feel like an outcast. Please help. You know, that was another big expectation versus reality for me.
College was
so different than what I expected.
Mm. Yeah. Didn't go.
I dropped out. It's okay.
I mean, I went for one semester. That's it.
Yeah.
They like just made this ID then.
Mm. Oh, yo.
Freshman is like college.
Dude, you've only been in college for 2 months.
Yeah. Wait till that second semester hits.
Yeah. Things are different. Things are different.
It's different.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. First semester, I was kind of a loner.
Yeah.
I was like in my room and I was like, how do I… And then I would try to go… You know how like colleges have like welcome week? Like,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And I would go and I that's when I realized like, oh, maybe I'm not an extrovert. Mm. I always thought I was an extrovert. But I was like, maybe inside I'm actually an introvert. Because I would go there and be like…
Yeah, same.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Him and the… nice to meet you.
Yeah, did you have braces in college? Or like,
no, I don't know why I made that voice. I do that sometimes. I don't know why I did that. It's my inner voice that comes out sometimes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's the introvert.
Yeah,
that's
the introvert. Like, hey, my name's me.
Hi. Same. I feel like I didn't make friends with anyone in my class, but I joined a club and I met all my friends there at the club.
Okay.
So I met them the first year. So in my sophomore year, we planned classes together. So we would actually take the same classes. But yeah, freshman year, the first semester, well, like half of the first semester was pretty, well, especially because I commuted. Sorry, I keep adding.
And then there's another
the semester, actually, the first half, so actually when I commuted.
Because if I were living in the dorms and living on campus, I feel like it would be a little different. But since I commuted, I didn't spend a lot of time in school. It was just like class and then go home right away.
Uh-huh.
So because it was hard to make friends through classes because everyone is so different, you know. Mm-hmm. I just joined a club. So maybe.
Wait, you went to college in New York?
Yeah, for 2 years. And then I came here.
I did not know
it. Yeah.
I feel like it's completely normal. You're in 2 months and I was there. I don't know if you guys were too, but I think that's normal. And one thing I regret, so I hope College Girl 123 does not do, is because I felt so… I mean, I ended up making friends through a different way, but I really regret, like, even though I only went for 2 years, I wish I would have joined a club. But I was so scared. Like, because I felt so intimidated. Like, there's so many people and, like… I didn't want to put myself in that position because I don't know if it's because I went to a smaller school and I grew up with all of my friends being the same. So I really regret not like exploring because there's so many things I wanted to do and I thought was cool. But I was like, maybe I'll do it next time. And so if there's ever like an opportunity, like I don't know if it's a club or I don't know what else is in school, but I don't remember. Like frats, sororities, clubs, whatever is your thing. Like if there's something that interests you, like you should… try it out.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, people that join that club are probably going to have an interest in that club. Mm-hmm. So, there's at least icebreaker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talk about that for now. And then do what Ashley did. Sign up for the same classes and everything.
Or get a job on campus. That's what I did. Oh. I worked at the library.
Whoa, word.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was fun.
Did you make friends?
Yeah, because like you see the same kids walking in and out. And like you're just like checking out their books for them. They're like… oh, what you working on or whatever. I'm like, oh, like checking out chemistry again, huh? And then you kind of like see them all the time. And then you guys are like, oh, that guy's this major. Like, that guy's this major. Like, this girl's that. Like, you know, this girl. That girl's Korean. Her last name's Kim. Like, let me be friends with her. Like, because, you know, there wasn't a lot of Korean people at my school either. Oh, okay. So I'm like, I'm going to ask her where she buys her kimchi. Like, you know, stuff like that.
Chemistry, huh?
Yeah.
You feeling any in between us?
Yeah.
And chemistry?
Yeah. You gotta put yourself… you gotta get out there. It's hard, but…
It is for sure.
Yeah. Dang. Oh, man. My first girlfriend in college, I met her at orientation. Wait, that's like completely
does that really
off
happen?
Of… It happens. Oh. She was so cute. I saw her. I was just like, dang, she cute. She with her little two like other friends that like she met that day. I'm with my two friends I met that day. They're like… hey, they're hyping me. I'm like, get her number, bro. I was just like, should I get her number? I should get her number. Woo! And I just walked up. Got her number. We were in a good relationship and then I came to Korea.
Okay, okay.
But like, real talk, like she was like a really good girlfriend.
Sad. You miss her? I'm just kidding. Don't answer. It's gonna get edited out anyway, probably.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, even though this is a game, this Animal Crossing game is pretty hyped up these days, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, didn't this hype like spark for like a good month and then like died right away though? No? It's still going strong?
No, it's still going.
Oh, really?
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So keep in mind, the boyfriend isn't visiting another girl's house or nothing. She on an island. That's…
Wait, do you know how Animal Crossing works?
Hell no.
Well, I've never played it either.
Me neither.
But from what I know, it's like you make your own island pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah.
In the game.
So everyone has an island.
Yeah, everyone has their own island.
Okay.
That is their house pretty much.
Oh.
And then like I heard like you pretty much make your own island. You like design it however you want.
Uh-huh.
You can like make your own clothes and like outfits and stuff like that too. You like have to like garden every day. You have to pick stars or something like that.
Wait, just
like,
a question. In Animal Crossing, if you visit another person's island, can you converse with that person? Like you can chat with that person? Oh, hell no. That's another…
Wait, like actually talk
different.
Or is it like set
like
dialogue?
Chatting.
Like you can only… Oh, you can type. Oh, okay.
Can you like make… or is there like the microphones and like you can like…
Yeah,
no,
can you like…
Just
chatting.
No verbal connection.
Okay. Just chatting.
Okay. All right.
Whew. All right. Keep going. Like… Knock, knock.
I mean, damn. She… I mean… Visiting another girl's island a lot. A lot. I don't know, bro. That's kind of messed up, bro. He had another girl's island.
Well, I have a question though. What? Because of this, it made me think… It's like… What if they're like… What do you call it? Like virtual cheating but not physically? Is that still cheating?
Remember because did you…
Like,
do you remember
Black
that
Mirror?
One Black Mirror
yeah,
episode?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
When they go into the game and…
Oh, did you see Black Mirror?
That was some creepy… I remember that.
Yeah.
They were like doing it in the like, game and whatnot.
Yeah.
I remember that. Can you do that in Animal Crossing?
No.
No.
That. I'm going to buy myself a Switch right now.
Yeah. I mean, no. I mean… It
can't
almost got
that.
Weird, right?
He was like, I know why it was number one game now.
Damn, that's so crazy.
Oh, but like, would you consider like this sort of cheating, like cheating?
Has he ever?
Like, what if this girl is from like the other side of the world? Oh,
you don't even know the girl in person.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
Might.
This is too vague.
Yeah.
Is it possible though to meet a girl that you don't know personally?
Yes.
How?
Oh.
So either he posted his ID on a form or she did.
Or they know each other.
Either way, they want something from each other.
Like visiting a lot, like I wouldn't mind. But then just the fact that like I made him a nice hat. Like I took my sweet time to make a nice hat for him. And he doesn't wear it but he just wore someone else's hat. Like that would piss me off.
Hold on. How long does it take to make a hat in Animal Crossing? That's confusing. All right. Decent amount of time. So it does take a decent amount of time to make a hat in this game of Animal Crossing. Wait. Why is it called Animal Crossing if you're building islands? Sorry. My
animal villagers live on your island. And you're making your island nice so that it attracts the village.
So other animals can cross into it?
Yes.
All right.
Ask
sure.
who made that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell us
who's
to
that
be
friend?
Specific. Real
details.
Specific. Yeah. Okay. Is it a girl? You deserve to know that much if a girl made it. And then if it's a yes, you deserve to give him for not wearing yours and wearing hers.
I don't think this is cheating yet, but I think it could develop into cheating potentially.
Agreed.
So be careful, but don't
be on his
ass. Yeah. But be careful.
Like be on his
head lightly.
Don't be on his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tread lightly.
Tread lightly. So, I know fans look up to idols a lot as inspiration and support. But what is your stance on that? Is that a huge emotional weight you weren't prepared for? Do you worry about the impact you have in people's lives? From user Light's Choice.
I feel like I'm just pretty normal. I'm just like a normal dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just happen to be in front of a camera and do music and dance and stuff, but I feel normal. But it's like, you know, what I put out there, whether it be social media or, you know, what the camera catches.
You try to make it positive.
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. there's a crowd that are gonna be influenced by it.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I just noticed this recently with comments. The more people tell me like, oh yeah, because of what you said, I started living life a little differently and like, you know, started doing a little bit of this, less than that, less of that. Mm-hmm. And then once I started seeing that influence, I think that's when like, you know, I felt responsible almost to that kind of stuff.
I mean, so. I have like a similar mindset with you too. It's just like, I'm just a person too, but it's just like, your job is a doctor, a student, a, I don't know, lawyer, whatever. And you're an engineer, I don't know. And my job is just being on TV. Like, I just think of it as a job too, you know?
It's not, that's true.
I'm not like, I'm a celebrity. Like,
exactly.
I'm better than you guys. Like, you know? So yeah, it's like, but I mean, I'm sure whatever you put on the internet, most people are going to want it to be something positive if they post. I don't think a lot of people post negative stuff. Which I do feel like sometimes you do because it makes you feel like, for us especially, because it makes you seem more human maybe. So if you kind of talk about that stuff too, then maybe people could relate a little more. But I mean, most of the time I feel like it is something pretty positive that we try to post. Like a motivational thing for the day or something. Or like, I finished working out. Like, stay healthy. You know, you guys should stay healthy too. Like something like that, you know? It's
gym
like,
picture.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't really think about how what I post and say will inspire people. And I don't really think like, yeah, like so many people are probably going to get moved by this. But I don't try to post negative stuff. Like, just, you know, because
it's negative.
Yeah, it's just negative. I don't want to bring people down. I want to be like, I don't want to be like, I had a crappy day. I hope you guys all have a crappy day too today. It's like, I'm not going to post
Peniel. P.S. No love.
Yeah, P.S. No love. Hate. Oh, hate. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to post that stuff, you know? It's like,
Definitely.
I mean, what about you guys?
I think when I decided to document my adulting series on YouTube and post it, I didn't know what to expect. I just wanted to document it because it was my first time being independent and going solo. And I knew there were going to be a lot of difficulties on the way. So I kind of wanted to document it to see how I would grow after the series is over. And to also share that with someone who might be going through the same thing. But after I posted that, I get a lot of messages saying that, oh, you inspire me. You've inspired me a lot. You're my inspiration. And sometimes I'm like, wait, how? Like, what did I do? I'm just documenting my life. But like,
it's just that little push that they needed,
I guess. So I'm just like, wow, even these little things that I do every day can impact someone and can influence someone. So it just, it drives me in a positive way. There are some days when I feel under the weather and I'm like, shit, like, oh man, like, I don't want to do anything. Like, I don't know what they're going to think about this, or I don't know if they're going to think of this negatively. And I do start worrying about a lot of things. But most of the times I'm like, oh, people enjoy what I make. People enjoy watching me struggle and go through adulthood. So yeah, all I can do is just share and hopefully someone can be helped through that. Someone can get some, you know, hacks, life hacks and advice from my videos. That's all I hope for. But yeah, like you, I don't stress too much about the influence I can have.
And I feel like it's like sometimes when you just kind of think about it and then when you actually see it or hear it or you say it, it feels a lot easier. Cause like if you're just like thinking like, oh man, like I gotta move out by myself, blah blah blah, it could be kind of scary. But then if you see someone kind of moving out, see like the struggles and stuff, it's like, oh, so like that seems like it's the biggest struggle. Like that doesn't seem like it's such a big deal. And like I feel like, or even just like talking about it sometimes, like whatever it is, I feel like it could actually help a lot to verbally say it or even like visually see it. So yeah, just the fact that you uploaded it, I feel like it could have been that like little, the little tap that they needed to get the ball rolling.
Definitely. For me, I feel the same as well, because there was like a lot of people who talk about the things that I didn't even like think about doing. So it was just like a 무의식,
unconsciously.
Yeah, unconsciously, I did something, I said something, but someone's like said like the good things, like, oh, I learned something from that and stuff.
Right.
And I really feel pressured sometimes to be like in this position right now as well, and a lot of positions in front of the cameras, making music, putting out the right messages,
right.
And yeah, because like I learn a lot from social media as well, from other people, artists, and definitely YouTube. I just watch vlogs or just random videos, but I learn a lot from them.
Yeah.
I get motivated, I get inspired. Mm. I think it's like the same for them and us. And,
definitely,
I think as a person, you can always like 영향을 줄 수 있어. 주변 사람.
Give inspiration.
Yeah, influence. Inspirations for the people around you, like for your family as well. So I don't think it's like for just only for us. I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, everyone's just human.
Definitely.
User Arely MF says, how is it for you when you learn new stuff? Do you get frustrated, leave it, but go back to it after a while? If you go back, what makes you keep going? It happens to me when I try to draw or learn a new language. I refuse to take notes even when I have notebooks.
What?
I think it really depends on what the new stuff is. If it's something I enjoy, then I'm very passionate about it. But if it's something that I'm not really feeling, I just kind of like leave it behind.
Right, yeah. I don't know. For school, you know, you have to learn. Or I don't know. Maybe not every school, but I think most schools you have to learn a second language, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember like mine was Spanish. Mm. I didn't really like want to learn at the time, like in the beginning. But like after a while, like it got fun. But like in the beginning, how I did it was the school actually like, taught us this. But it was like you make like three lines. Like let's say it's a language. You make three lines on a notebook paper. So it's like divided equally into three. And then you write. I think it was like, it was like Spanish, English, Spanish. And then you have to like remember, you like fold it each time. You fold like one side and then you try guessing like what the word is and you like write it down and then you fold it again. And so, yeah. So like the first time it'll just be like the Spanish and English and then you have to try to remember what the Spanish word is in English.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second time you fold like the left flap. Mm-hmm. So then it's only the English. And then you have to try to remember what the Spanish word was for it.
Oh, that's a good method.
And then, so it's just like fold right flap and then fold the left flap. But that actually helped me like memorize a lot of words.
Wow. Yeah. Boom. There's a method for you if you're trying to learn a new language.
Yeah.
You know, on your vocabulary.
Learning a new language. I mean, I think watching really helps too. Like watching
the dramas.
For sure.
Yeah.
Watching, you have to actually use it too.
Yeah.
Because for me, when I improved Korean, it was pretty much like you. I had no one around me that could speak English.
So it was like
a means of survival pretty much. It's like I had to. And then, yeah, it's just like if everyone around you just speaks the language that you're trying to learn, you just…
Yeah.
It's because you get the… it's not just about the words. It's about how you say it too.
Yeah, like context.
Yeah, like it's like… It's always there. Like especially like it's expressive, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I became more Korean that way.
Definitely helps.
Like I could…
Having also, a Korean significant other too.
Oh yeah, that's what I was going
to say. Oh yeah, because my brother spoke no Korean at all.
And all of a sudden he met
a Korean Woo! Girlfriend. And then he started kakaing me in Korean.
Wow.
And I was like, what did you learn to write in Korean? And he was like, my girlfriend. I was like, wow, that's the best way
that's
to learn.
Up.
Yeah, because like I could like speak a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't write at all. But then after my first… girlfriend in Korea,
mm-hmm.
I'm like trying to text with them, you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk to them. I'm like trying to text and like I'm just getting everything wrong.
Yeah.
But like they would always like fix it. That's how you spell. Okay. And then I would like remember that. And then And my spelling got a lot better because of that.
Yeah. I mean, to answer the question, I mean, not only for language, but anything in general that you want to try learning for the first time. The biggest thing I think is you have to have interest in it. Some type of interest.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't have interest in it, it's just going to be boring to you.
Yeah.
I can relate to this user because especially when it comes to art or anything art related, I have no artistic skills whatsoever. But I do kind of need it because I need to create graphics for my YouTube videos sometimes or even create thumbnails. But I just suck. So I start it and I'll be like, oh my God, there's no hope. And I'll give up on it for a while. Okay. And I'll try to look for inspiration like on Pinterest or like YouTube or Instagram. And then I'll try to go back to it. But it's always like a battle. Because I'm like, I have to do this. But I suck. Like, am I going to get better? I don't think so. But I have to keep on trying. But after like drafts after drafts after drafts, I finally do end up with something that I'm like, okay, this will be okay. But I'm never like 100% satisfied.
The fact that you keep trying is because you like to do it, right? Or is it necessary? Is it because it's necessary?
Yeah, I think it's because it's necessary.
More of that than like you really like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like that compared to like a boring thumbnail, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
you want something.
Which one would you click on?
Yeah, bro, clickbait. You gotta.
And my thumbnail right now, they're not even that impressive. I just take a screenshot and write something over it. But
oh, really?
I see all these, you know, YouTubers who have really creative, pretty like
rainbow
thumbnails.
Rainbow backgrounds.
Dang.
You know those thumbnails that are like all colors. Like a bunch of colors in the thumbnail? No?
Shoot, no. And I haven't seen nothing like that. That's
and their faces are like super like expressive. You don't see those?
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, most of the viral videos are like that these days.
I know what you're talking about.
Like the thumbnails are weird now.
Yeah, they…
Wait,
I know. Things are getting weird. We're getting a little off topic, but the world is getting weird. Anyways.
My bad.
Okay, one option is to do what she does. Like try, take a little break, find some inspiration. Go back to it. No, all right. Take a little break again.
Yeah.
Get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
For like a language, you know, you just gotta repeat for a language. I think. You just gotta keep repeating. You gotta keep using it.
So you can never be good from the first time.
Yeah, that's
even with dancing. Like you weren't good at dancing from the beginning, were you?
Yo, I recently watched my high school dance video.
Oh my God, me too.
I just watched it
yesterday. I was so stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we have a message from user John Madden. Do you want to read this one?
Wow, it's an essay.
John Madden,
we don't get these on the beauty bar.
It's like, what lipstick do you use?
Yeah, okay. Hey guys, I've been meditating regularly for 2 to 3 months with 20-minute sessions. Hey, meditating.
Meditating.
Where I breathe and practice being in the moment. Lately, my perfect meditation session suddenly made me cry for some reason.
Mm.
I did another session that day out of curiosity, and it seems I am very, very tense and bitter because I keep comparing myself to my extremely rich best friend a lot. We grew up together and have known each other since forever. We grew up in a similar environment as equals, but his father suddenly made literally millions of dollars on a well-timed business around 5 years ago. At the same time, my father's company, which I helped in a lot, went bankrupt. So you get the idea. My extremely rich best friend doesn't have to worry about his future, does not feel any pressure, and basically enjoys life in a way I would love to do. But my meditation session made me aware that I am sick of this constant struggle to hustle for money, sick and scared of having to make a decision of my future studies and career, which creates a lot of pressure on me because I have no idea what I'm doing. Through being present and silent, I realized that I really want to be in his place, but I also realized that I cannot, which makes me feel even more miserable. I can't even meditate after this revelation without feeling a sudden burst of negative energy. I don't have any negative feelings towards my friend because he did nothing wrong. I get negative feelings about myself, the position I'm currently in, and the future.
Yo, so at the end of this, he says he didn't have any negative feelings towards his friend, right?
Mm.
But in the beginning… it's affecting him a lot right now.
Yeah, of course. While reading this, okay, sorry.
This can come off a little bit like rough, but when you see that type of stuff, you gotta learn to clap, especially if he's your homie. You have to clap for him, you know what I mean?
Mm.
your road is your road. Your friend's road is your friend's road. Mm. It's not healthy to compare that shit. Mm. I feel like there's always time. There's always timing in life. And I hear this from everyone that's around me that's rich. Some people had money, lost everything minus more, went hella negative, and then came back. And then there were other people who never had money and boom, they're rich as hell right now. But you know, they're also in the headspace where they're like, oh shoot, like I don't want to lose it. Like I have to, you know, figure out what I… So I feel like it's timing for everyone. Your time obviously hasn't come yet. But I feel like at the end of the day, you should never compare that with another person that has more than you. Because mm-hmm. there might be a day when all of a sudden, boom, you came up on a milli too. And then he's in a negative too. You know what I mean? So I feel like with that, focus on yourself and focus on where you're trying to go. That should never ever be in your head. Like, oh my, but my best friend has money. Mm-hmm. That should never even come across your head ever. Mm-hmm. If anything, sure. You know, clap for him, you know, commend him for that. But your money is your money. Your bank is your bank. Your pockets are your pockets. You have to figure out how to get that in. You know what I mean? I feel like that's a reality that I also have had to deal with a lot. But it's not healthy. It's not healthy seeing someone that has more and wishing that you were that person. You're you and you should, you know, strive and continue to hustle and make more for yourself and take those baby steps. But never compare. That's the most… that's the base of your negative energy right now from what I read.
Mm. But also, if your meditation leads you to cry… That's a good thing. I think it's healthy to cry. I cry a lot. And honestly speaking, while reading this, I got pretty emotional because seems very, very similar to what I actually had to go through. And, you know, like your father company going bankrupt. I've gone through that too. And, you know, if you cry it out… You'll feel better and that's you'll true. Be inspired to start something new. Yeah. And yeah, I survived it. And I thought I wouldn't be able to. And I compared myself to so many people because I was in college and I felt like everyone was smarter than me. Everyone was getting a job offer from like the top firms and whatnot.
Yep.
And I kept comparing myself to that, even though I didn't major in the same field that they were getting jobs in. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's you should focus on what you want, how you want your life to look like, and then you'll achieve it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense.
It's a consistent battle.
Yeah, it is.
It's really hard to not compare yourself to someone that has more and is doing more and you know that's in a better place than you. But… Mm. You have to get yourself out of that place.
Yeah. But it must be tough.
If anything, just use them as kind of motivation. Mm. Just be like, oh, okay. I got to get to that spot too.
I'll meet you soon. Work.
Yeah. It's like, hold on a little bit. Just a little longer. I'll be there.
Yeah. Mm. I like to ask what they went through. Like when I talk to rich people or people that are feel like a little bit more wealthy than I am. I want to know the behind story.
Mm. The behind story?
It's like, dang, like what'd you go through to get there? Mm-hmm. You know, no, what are you going through right now to keep it?
I heard… So you know how there's like all those books? It's like… That are supposedly like written by like millionaires or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's all like… And you know even on like Clubhouse there's like…
Yeah.
Like all those like groups or rooms or whatever.
Yeah,
about. I heard that like more than half of that stuff it's all fake.
Mm.
Because… A lot of times, people that got rich… So, I'm sure there's a lot of people that actually hustled. They worked their way up and they, you know, they got there by themselves. But I heard a lot of times, they were just lucky.
Luck
plays a big part.
No, I get, but like
just
sometimes…
Won the lottery?
Yeah, like that. Like sometimes like people just got the lottery. Sometimes like, you know, like they just like had like… stocks that they forgot about and they just like blew up or something and like stuff like that.
I mean the thing with luck though is if it's pure luck and not a lot of intellect or skill then you're gonna lose that. There's so many stories of people winning the lotto, paying their tax, you know, giving it away to here.
Yeah,
spending and splurging on themselves. buying a new house and then the year later they're like, dude, I have nothing to pay my bills anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, my friend's friend actually, they won the lotto in Korea.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
How much did he get?
I think it was like, I think it was like 500K, I think.
Wow.
But then, of course, it's like half of it goes to like tax, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then they bought a car with, the first thing they bought was a car.
Yeah, that is so dumb.
Which is, yeah.
Because value of cars go down the moment you turn it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then I think the next thing they did was like, they got a house and it didn't have a down payment. Mm-hmm. And it was just straight up rent. And the rent was like crazy high too. And then like, after they lived there for like, they signed like a 1 year deal there, I think. And then they couldn't pay like halfway into the thing. So then they sold the car to pay the rest, like remaining like…
See, that's what happens.
And then yeah, now they're back to nothing.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, Mr. John Madden. If you build your intellect and skill and take the slow route, whatever money that comes up from at the end of that goal, you're going to learn how to keep it.
Mm. Yeah. You
know? Mm.
This is from user Valaluna.
Valaluna. Hi.
She says, hi, my name is Val. And before asking my questions, I would like to give you some context.
Okay.
Last year, some of my friends and I decided to start an online platform to talk about K-pop because we felt there weren't many outlets to talk about it in Spanish-speaking community.
Oh.
All right, Español.
Hola.
Mm. When the pandemic started, our little publication suffered a lot because we found ourselves in a creative block since our content was based around concerts and live events. In fact, one of the first events we covered was Cards Concert in Monterey. All right, okay. I see you, Val. I see you. We managed to change our mindset and migrate from writing to talking when we decided to start a weekly podcast that covers everything K-pop related in Spanish.
Ooh.
Even though we are growing, I'm a little scared that we will find ourselves in another creative block again and that we won't be able to keep up with the growth of our community. Mm. We do this as a hobby and honestly don't have money to invest a lot in equipment. So my question is, how do you stay motivated and not let money or resources come in the way of your creative projects? How do you push through the fear that your project will not be enough?
Mm.
I feel like this is one of those things where you just gotta keep doing it.
They said they don't really have money for it or whatever. Like whatever. I would just be like, you know, I'm not trying to diss Val or anything.
Mm.
I haven't listened, all right? I don't know if I… But in my position, if I was like that, you know, I would have been like… All right, guys. Welcome to the world's worst podcast where we got no funding. All right. Today, we're going to be talking about…
That is actually something that could grab attention, though.
Yeah.
Know, like, just have fun with it.
Like, what are they going to talk about on the world's worst podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like if you have fun doing it, then people who listen are going to enjoy it, too. Yeah.
Yep.
And plus, I mean, from my personal experiences… I don't know if it's gonna help. Creativity really doesn't need money when it comes to it. I think, you know.
I like.
Yeah, I mean, it's…
I like that.
But he could say that because he got the money.
Just personally speaking, I think music will speak for itself, for yourself. So
I think
there are people who you may think that successful and then, you know, successful with their music, but then they do also have this one time have the same problems or same fears as, you know, money problem and whatnot. But then I think my opinion, I think really when it comes to creativity, it comes from you. I mean, money doesn't it doesn't write songs or like creates for you.
Mm-hmm.
You are your own captain of your ship. So
right.
Just keep on going with that mindset.
And right.
That helps.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
You could buy someone who really sucks at doing podcasts all the most expensive equipment and it might flop.
Yeah.
Wherefore, on the other hand, you can see someone who's like really, really passionate about their show and like really trying to get their creative process like top tier and all they have is a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that might pop off. So I feel like, yeah, like you were saying, work with what you got. And if you're passionate about it, people will hear it in your voice.
Yeah, for sure.
You killed that podcast, Val.
Yeah.
You killed that podcast.
Yeah.
I love
you. World's worst podcast. Let's go.
We have a message from Reddit user 3sickni. N-I.
Okay.
3sickni. Okay. My girlfriend and I have been together for 4 months. Things are going great. But ever since I have asked my girlfriend to be exclusive, she has been posting about us on Facebook. I don't mind her posting about us, but sometimes I feel like she wants the world to know she's taken, and the way she portrays it is as if I'm a trophy or something. For example, she will post things like, stay out of my inbox, I'm taken. I feel like she posts this to draw attention to herself and not let it be known that guys want her and leave her alone. Hold on. Let's stop here for a second.
What?
No, and let it be known and that guys want her and leave.
Like, she wants to tell people like, oh, stop DMing me. Like, I'm taken. Like, as if popular. I am getting
listen,
so many DMs.
If your girl's a dime, this is gonna have guys second think sending her a DM. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I see that and like I'm single and I'm like, stay out of my inbox, I'm like, oh, okay, she don't want me in her inbox. That's just what it means. I don't know. That's just how I take it.
Yeah.
I feel like this could be a little bit on the overthinking side. Like
Kuji?
Yeah.
Do you have to? Like, do you have to say that? Why do you have to say that?
Are you guys think it's kind of like too out there?
Are you guys fighting?
you think it's true out there,
let's
actually?
Let's sit back and watch them argue it out.
Okay, we have more.
Let me read the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah.
She will tag me in everything, even simple Facebook questions. My first day being official, she changed her Facebook status to in a relationship.
Three days later,
she asked me to change mine too. She followed me on Instagram and asked me to follow her back. When I buy her things, she posts them on Facebook. I feel like she validates our relationship through Facebook. Whereas me, I don't want our relationship to be based on social media. How do I try to get her to chill out on social media?
Okay.
I think I need to know another side of this story. Is she less like this in real life?
Well, if every date is for posting photos on Instagram, it would be irritating. But I don't know. I think she's really cute. You know, there's different ways. Yeah.
No, I think it's how she reacts to like these presents or whatever in real life though. Like you said, like let's say like, I don't know, it's like a bracelet or something, you know? Like
is she just like
takes a picture of it and she's like, oh my gosh, like my boyfriend got me this, and then she's just like, eh.
Oh, then there are people like that,
you know?
Yeah, there are people like that.
If it's like that, then it's like, okay, yeah.
Like showing.
That's whack.
Yeah.
Like showing. Yeah. 보여주기 연애? That's how we call it in Korea.
Like, when you're on a date, like take a selfie, like smile, and then like, oh my God, he took me out to a really nice cafe today. And then like…
It's like…
Yeah,
and then you just
like
conversation.
Yeah. You're just like checking and scrolling.
And they were like, can we go home now? Eight.
And I feel like there are
you also have to put
into consideration some people really don't like this type of stuff too, like just being on social media heavily.
Yeah.
Go on.
These days, like I feel like this stuff is kind of like normal though, just like Facebook, status change, like.
Really? You know? I felt like it was more normal when we were younger, but I feel like these days people don't do it as much. Or maybe because my friend group, we don't do it.
I don't do it.
Because I got to admit, when I was in high school and junior high school, I was like this girl. Because I was so obsessed with like Zynga and MySpace and Facebook. And especially with Facebook, when it was just popping up, like, you know, getting the like button was so satisfying. So, you know, I would write like posts, like long ass posts about, you know, dates, and then like post pictures, even on Tumblr. I went off on Tumblr. And I just… I don't know. I think I really like the attention more than like the… Of course, I enjoyed the attention my boyfriend gave me. But it was also the comments like, oh my God, so cute. You're so lucky. You're so sweet.
You feel special when you see that kind of stuff.
But then now I'm just
so
like, I want to…
What is it called?
보여주기식?
보여주기식
연애.
Well, it's
it wasn't just 보여주기식, but it was…
보여주기식 is something like you go to this place because you want to take photos.
But
it's something that she was doing in her daily life, but then she just posted.
It went a little overboard, because I remember the next boyfriend that I dated, he was like, I remember seeing your Tumblr posts and being like, damn, like this guy must treat her mad good. How am I going to live up to his standards? But it was more like, you know, I over exaggerated when I wrote these things.
I don't know like how old is this person, but still like… But if you guys don't like… If the other person doesn't like it, you should confront talk her. Yeah.
I mean, we can't really because of our occupation. We can't really do that. But
of course,
if it wasn't for the occupation, do you guys think you would do the Lovestagram stuff?
No, because I think I'm in this place. Mm-hmm. I would want to try. But if it was just normal life for me, mm-hmm. I think I wouldn't.
Mm. Mm.
I think
to some degree I would.
Yeah, to some degree. Mm-hmm. I want to be like every day like, oh my gosh, it's like our 100th day.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I would post like in my description box like no nudes, no twerk videos, no pictures, no DMs.
I'm taking like… Oh, yeah. Taking, like,
such like a junior.
Why? You want those
but
videos?
But I would
want
to try. No, because like, I do get them.
Lovestagram.
No.
Because this never comes back. Like, I'm in my early 20s and I don't even have experience for Lovestagram. I see my friends, like, you know, hashtagging their boys under the nostril like, and stuff. And, like, tagging my boyfriend, like, cuddly boyfriend, like, vibes. Mm. Matching pajama pictures. Aww. That's so cute. Yeah. I'm just liking it and just, you know, post, like, crying emojis.
Yeah. That's why I like looking at Hyuna's Instagram. Because her and Dawn are so cute.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
They're a good couple.
That's really cute.
Are they, like, the only public… Oh, no. There are a lot. But… Like an idol.
But posting Instagram photos.
Mm. Yeah.
And just like really public.
Yeah. But they have a lot of supporters. People love it. Because they don't see a lot of that.
I think that it needs to be more viral. Like 그게 좀 더 많아져, like viral.
Yeah.
So you should do next.
Oh.
Dude, I saw this. I watched this like tea spill video on YouTube. Like I don't follow all the YouTube drama because there are so many. But there are so many couples that like get together, break up. And there was this YouTube couple that made 8 different videos just about their breakup.
Right.
And each video had like over 1 million views, of course. And then the guy started writing a book about like how to be a good boyfriend, like dating coach and stuff like
that.
That's
for real clout.
They're just trying to monetize everything they do.
Wow. Yeah, that's
my head hurts.
I don't know.
I think
8 different videos about their breakup.
Mm-hmm.
When they get more views, the expectations that the fans have, they have to keep it up with it. So when they start the YouTube, right? I think it's not. They didn't really think of how it's going to change the relationship, and then.
So if that type of stuff is kind of dictating the direction of where your relationship is going, I think you kind of need to look at your relationship one more time.
Mm. Yeah. But there are people, like both guy and girl in the relationship, who know what they're doing is for clout. And
But if they like it, I don't think it's a problem.
I mean, if it's for clout and like you're damn near acting in front of the camera, but like behind the camera and you guys are like good and whatnot and whatever… Make your money, I guess.
Do you?
Yeah, do you, I guess. I mean, you know, I can't.
But I'm just like really… I really want to ask them how they film these like…
Yeah.
You know, like when they hug each other. Like it's in a perfect angle. Like literally they have cameras like that. And they're like… I love you. And
it's
like,
pretty much acting, right?
I don't know how you film
like,
that.
How many takes did you…
Yeah.
It's like…
Like she's like, ask me again. Oh! Ask me again. Oh! I don't know how they film it. It's really… I don't know how.
I mean, I'm sure if they've been YouTubing for a while, they know all the angles and stuff already. So,
yeah.
You know?
I can't knock on it, but I don't support it.
But in the beginning…
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I think I'm not that kind of person too.
Yeah, I don't think I
do something like that.
We kind of went off track. But to answer your question, I feel like one… it depends on your perspective of it. I mean, your perspective and her perspective on the relationship could be a little bit different. You could confront her nicely about it. Be like, hey, why everything got to go on Facebook? Why can't me and you kind of be like me and you here now?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
If you feel like she's too, you know, invested into her social media and her phone. So yeah, hopefully this is some good advice. I would just confront her. I'd be like…
Can
you stop posting photos?
Like, yeah.
We don't… have enough information, I feel like.
Yeah.
We don't know what age you are. Like, if you're under 16,
so
then girl, she wants to post everything.
So just talk to her about it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Don't make it seem like you're like attacking her.
Yeah. Because then she could come back.
Why you post?
Yeah, she could come back with that. I'm showing the world how much we love each other and how much you appreciate me and showing you know I'm just you know showing everyone our affection. So. Don't let her say that though.
Confront.
Be smart.
With love, with
don't
love.
Don't criticize. Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. All right. This is from user Honey's Honey. Okay. She says, I have an issue of bro zoning almost all males, even the ones I've met for the first time, that it becomes so hard to convey that in actuality, I'm interested in them. How do I unbro zone a bro?
Oh, so like she's not trying to friend zone.
Yeah, that's just unintentionally.
Hold on. Is there a difference between friend zone and bro zone?
I think so. It's like the same thing, right?
It's the same thing.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Okay. So she's in actuality, she is interested in them,
But then like unintentionally, like, yeah, yeah.
Hmm. How does she know that she's bro zoning them?
I'm sure there's like a few like clues, right? Like
it could be either from like friends telling them, I guess you bro zoned him. Like, what are you doing? Like, yeah, you bro zoned him, you know?
Or maybe she's getting friend zoned by the guys.
Oh.
And she thinks that, oh, maybe I bro zoned him.
Honey, we broke your heart.
Oh. No, I'm just saying, check the facts before you write on Discord. You might be the one who got friend-zoned in the first place. And they're treating you like a friend.
Mm.
And you're like mistakenly thinking, oh, maybe I bro-zoned these guys.
Maybe. There are people like that though.
Dang, yeah, there are.
But those girls are so fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
Bro girls. Yeah.
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 I got some nunas. I call them 형님.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they're like that. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you unbro zone a guy?
If a girl was calling me bro,
yeah, isn't that like a sign of no interest?
Yeah, I think, and like I think my interest in them would go down a bit too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Like if I was like, oh, she's kind of cute. Like maybe I should go try talking to her. And she's like, yo, bro, what's up? You know, I'd be like,
oh, I'm a bro, huh?
Okay, how about this? How about this then? You're interested in this girl, right?
Yeah.
And then she keeps calling you bro.
Yeah.
She keeps bro zoning you.
Yeah.
What are your personal ways to get out of that bro zone in order to get with her? Like, what do you do to get out of that zone?
I mean, if I'm interested and they keep calling me bro, shoot, you gotta send signs. You know, like, even though you see me as a bro, I might try to get a little bit closer and just like, you know, like, little skinship here and there, you know, let you know. See how your reaction is. Like, you know, I'll like, say we're at a party or something and like we're having drinks and whatever, you know. I'll get a little close, you know, like, you know, wrap my arm, you know, and do a little something and I'll look for signs. Like, is she pushing me away? Mm. Or is she holding like my hand? Or you know what I mean? Like, does she like if I do this, is she like holding my hand? Ooh, yeah. All right. Now, I'm not just a bro. Like, I see it in you. Like, I'm gonna get myself out of the bro zone. And you want it too. I see. You know, you should grab my, you know, like flirtatious stuff. Like,
okay.
If I flirt first, are you gonna flirt back?
Mm.
But if you don't, I guess I'm just a bro then, you know?
Right.
But yeah.
What would you do?
That's how I would do it.
I can't remember the last time I was bro zoned, to be honest.
No, I'm
just not aware. I'm just saying. I'm just saying they came out wrong. I'm just saying I'm not too aware.
Damn.
Of these.
He's flexing on all of us, starting with this.
So
no,
if
case
I'm interested
iPhone
in somebody and they're not, then that's it for me. Like, I just walk away.
Right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. But the girl's fine. Super fine. And like, you're like, she's like that type of girl where just like, she goal oriented.
Mm.
She's sexy.
Super passionate. Mm.
Loves hip hop. Mm.
Super
loves
independent.
Your music.
Mm.
What are you going to do, bro?
And in your eyes, visually too, she's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
She keeps me calling…
Keep calling you bro.
But she calls you bro.
Don't call me that.
I'll change my name to bro. So she be calling my name every day.
Say it again.
What I would do is maybe just distance myself. Not see her for some time.
Okay.
Yeah. Make her forget. Make her forget.
Oh, forget.
And then right before she forgets who I am, I come back. But with a different vibe.
Whoa.
Yeah, she's like, oh, who's this new guy?
But then that's not you.
No, but like just different swag. You know what I mean? Like
PH1 2.0.
Before, yeah.
PH2.
Oh, hey. PH2.
PH2. PH2.0.
Yeah.
Okay.
You?
Me? I mean… I'm pretty straightforward.
So, you are pretty straightforward.
I like you. Do you like me? if I'm interested, I'd be like, yo, you keep calling me bro, but like I'm pretty interested. Like,
oh, you say that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, would
that
you be
so manly? Yeah, that can make a girl's heart flutter a little bit.
Mm. Have you ever… Has that ever happened to you?
Been called bro?
And then you're like… You call me bro, but I like you.
Yeah, like friend zone, no, but you took yourself out? No? Mm. Okay. Oh, that means you were always never out in the friend zone.
No.
Okay, okay.
Or… Okay.
Okay, okay.
Another
okay,
one.
Okay, yeah. Okay, okay.
There's this girl that you're not interested in.
Oh, okay.
But you know she's interested in you.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
In
okay.
order to, you know, prevent that from happening, uh-huh. you let her know that…
Yeah.
Like you gotta let her know that
she's a bro girl.
Yeah.
Like how do you… What are some things that you do to let her know that she's just a bro, not a girl?
Oh, I'm pretty straightforward with that too.
what do you say? Like how do you…
I'm just like, yo, I only think of you as a friend. So…
Oh.
It's like, you know, it's like…
Because I often find myself in a position to mislead girls.
Oh no.
And they think it's okay to like make moves on me. But when I'm like…
Oh yeah. Okay. For sure.
Totally not interested.
Yeah, I'm pretty cutthroat with that.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it also depends on the girl too. Because say it's a girl where it's just like… You know, she's showing interest but I don't have interest. Obviously, she's going to try to text me. She's going to try to like be a little flirtatious with me. And you're going to tell from my vibes that I'm not into that. So, you know, if she could catch those vibes and those little signs… Then, you know, naturally she'll be like, ah, he ain't into me. Ah, whatever. But if it's a girl that's just like really straightforward and be like, no, I need you. Like, you're mine.
Yeah. She's like mad persistent.
Yeah. If she's like, you know, nonstop…
You gonna give her a chance?
Well, depends.
If I don't know them, so they're not in like a friend zone or anything yet. If I don't know them and they like, and I think they're cute or something like that, I might give them a chance.
Yeah,
but like if I'm not feeling them, like this, that relationship's gonna end super quick though.
Yeah,
because like as soon as like I'm just like, yeah, no, I don't think this is it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break it off.
Or have you ever experienced this? You've known this girl for such a long time. So she's like a real like close… Almost like a family to
you.
Yeah.
Like
cousin almost.
Right.
But you go away to college or something for some long time. And come back.
She's fine?
All of a sudden… You just like… It just feels different.
Ah.
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
No, once a family, always a family.
No, because I've never like met anyone… Like
that long.
That I haven't seen for a long time. Oh. You know? So…
Okay.
Yeah. Because like all my friends back in Chicago too, like they all went to different states for college and stuff. So I never like met up with any of them and stuff. So
there has been a time where I was like, were you always this cute? Sexy? What did college do to you? You know what I mean? Whatever it did good. So… You know, there's been times like that. But obviously, you know, having that history with her, I wasn't going to try to make a move. And she wasn't going to try to make a move. So it was just left it at that. Oh, you cute now.
Okay. I mean, didn't you see like all the memes on like Instagram where it's like a girl could just like smile at you and like make your day or something like that? It'll make a guy's day for like a week or
that's
something.
True.
Like
yeah, yeah, yeah. It really can. We'll be stuck on that. For like a couple weeks. Like she smiled at me. Do I text her?
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like she wants me.
Yeah.
Like, we do be thinking that. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't. First off, take the word bro out of your vocabulary when you're with them. There's no bro.
Yeah, if you like them.
Yeah, if you like them, there's no bro.
Yeah.
Switch to bae. Try bae.
What?
If someone that I thought was like a friend, like all of a sudden started calling me bae, I'd be like, what's wrong with you today?
Hey, but it's a friend that's cute though.
Is it?
And goal oriented?
I don't know. I would kind of be like, what's wrong with you today? Like, you didn't get enough sleep?
I think you would do that. Like
you didn't get enough sleep?
I think for girls… Isn't it more clear when they send signs to guys? Like,
I would think so. I mean, all the signs I've ever gone, they're pretty damn clear.
Yeah.
Like, pretty flirtatious. Like, you know.
If you're texting with them, texting with a girl, and she's, like, just replying to whatever you just said.
Yeah.
Like, then she's not interested. But if she's, like, trying to keep the conversation going, then there's an interest.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Really?
yeah, I think so.
A huge sign is… if they ask to meet first. If they ask to hang out first. You know, like, what you doing? Like, you know, let's kick it together. That's a huge sign.
Yeah. Unless they want something from you.
That's like, also
like
us.
Yeah. What do they want?
No, like…
What do they want, Harry? I need details.
yeah.
Shoot. What other signs are there? Skinship, I feel like.
Skinship
is huge.
How
about late night likes on Instagram? Late night likes.
Late night likes.
Some girl on Instagram that you know, and that girl just started liking like 5 photos.
Yeah.
On your feed like at 2 a.m. straight.
She looking for me. She looking for me.
What if they just have insomnia?
you're frozoning yourself right now.
they're like sleepwalking and their thing is like they just like unconsciously like just like liking people.
No, that could definitely be a sign though, because that means like, you know, like before they sleep, they're like, oh, let me go check.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah.
I want to see him.
That's huge. Yeah.
Or they're like liking the photos that's like from last year.
Yo.
Which means they went down, scrolled down the feed.
Dang, they went all the way to last year?
Yo.
Dang. They were on there for something then.
Is that a clear sign from the girls?
I don't know a single girl who likes the guy who would go down.
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy, huh?
Maybe it's creepy. No.
If it's a year back… that was an accident.
No.
They were like scrolling through and then it was like double tap. It's like, oh shoot.
No. On purpose maybe.
On purpose?
They're like, look at this.
They're like…
I'm looking at you.
I've done that before. On purpose.
To let them know, right?
Let them know. Yeah, like,
you might as well just slide into their DMs then if you're going to do that.
Well, I mean, that was the next step. Because it's this. One like. Do I get a like back? Oh, I got it. Okay. Throw it out. Like a couple. And then if either a DM comes or they do the same thing.
Oh.
If they do the same thing, then I send a DM. If they like
so
it…
So it's a bait move.
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, I mean, if you put it like that. But
yeah,
yes.
It's a bait
but
move.
But yes. Yes.
Mm.
But if they're interested, you know. They.
Yeah.
He's a pro. You're a pro.
I thought you brought it up because you did.
Man, personal experience.
I didn't know you knew my technique.
Oh, one more thing though. Like calling them late at night.
Do people call anymore?
Yeah.
Really? Oh.
Usually it's a text first.
Yeah, is it?
But if that call comes, then that means something big is about to go down.
What do you
mean?
Like
they got something to
like
say.
What? Like what? I need
Elaborate.
The details.
I need the details.
Please.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to… Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.